This is special cat. This is a short yardage red zone thud drills joined by Chris McPherson down on the field. Chris, let's talk about what this drill is.
Join us, Buzz. Now, right now, we're going through, again, special cat red zone. It is a thud period. You look at first-team offense, first-team defense, Vic under center, McCoy in the backfield.
And right, let's set the defensive lineup for us.
Let's set the defensive line. They'd be going with Brandon Graham starting at left defensive end, Fletcher Cox, left defensive tackle, Derek Landry, right defensive tackle, and Darryl Tapp, right defensive end. We've seen that throughout the course of the morning.
They're in the nickel right now.
They're nickel. Again, a guy to watch out here. Jamar Chaney promoted to the first-team nickel package. He's paired up with D'Amico Ryans. Chaney said the big thing.
And who's the nickel? Who's the nickel cornerback?
Cornerback Hoselio Hansen is in there.
All right, so it's a flip there to LeSean McCoy. The safety, so it's Dominique Rogers-Cromartie, it's Nnamdi Asamoah, and then Allen and Coleman at safety.
Yes. So
how about the offense?
The offensive alignment. Now, right now, we have Stanley Havili coming on. Clay Harbor was on as the first team fullback. Now, thing you want to look at here is look at the offensive line with Todd Harriman sidelines. You have Demetrius Bell at left tackle.
Who's
the
right tackle?
You have left tackle is Demetrius Bell. Right tackle, your rookie, Dennis Kelly, fifth-round pick out of Purdue. We'll get to see how he works in drills today, taking over for Todd Harriman. No word on his injury, but he came out to practice not wearing pads.
All right, play action fake, and Vic takes off and runs. The hole was there, so why not? So we've got Dennis Kelly at right tackle, Danny Watkins at right guard. Obviously, Kelsey at center. Who's the left guard? Is Evan Mathis
Dallas out there? Reynolds. Evan Mathis not out here on the practice field. He was not out for the morning walkthrough either. Reports indicate that he was sick, so we'll get an official word following practice. But nonetheless, the first-team offensive line,
and then Demetrius
a little bit of a
Bell,
shake-up here.
Right, then Demetrius Bell is at left tackle. Clay Harbor, your tight end. Havili, Shady. And then we've got the starting wide receivers, Macklin and Jackson. So now it's Kafka under center.
We're seeing a little second-team offense, second-team nickel package here. You're seeing Phillip Hunt at left defensive end.
There's
sack there, by the way. Speak of the devil.
And
Phillip Hunt there.
Who is he working
sack.
Against there at right tackle? Is that Kelly?
The right tackle here. We have King Dunlap at left tackle. At right tackle, we have, I'm trying to make my way through all the crowds here. It's Thomas Welch.
Thomas Welch
is at right tackle. So.
And so Phillip Hunt wins that battle against Thomas Welch. What's the down and distance here, Chris?
We're looking at, it's a second down. Ball's at the 20. They need to get to the 15 for the first down. Again, this is a special cat. They're focusing on red zone offense in this drill. Defensive line, you have Cedric Thornton, as I was about to say his name. Cedric Thornton and Antonio Dixon at the tackle positions. And Vinnie Curry is your right defensive end. The second-round pick getting a little bump in the depth chart with all the injuries to the defensive linemen.
And who's your nickel linebackers?
We have Casey Matthews out here along with Jamar Chaney. They're working together once again. You have Jaquan Jarrett and Tom Nelson as your safeties. And then your second corner, you have your corners as Brandon Hughes. I'm looking at the other side here. It's Curtis Marsh.
Well, we've got a handoff right side. Casey Matthews does a nice job there. Maybe a little hold against Akeem Jordan. Eagles running the football on second and 5 from the 20-yard line.
So it's good to see the physical action, see what the Eagles can do to improve the red zone. Now we're going to see the third team coming out very quickly here. Nick Foles taking over.
Yeah, give me as many names as you can, Chris, real quick.
What's that?
Give me some names as quickly as you can of who's out there.
We have Deion Lewis, Marvin McNutt, Damaris Johnson. You're looking at Julian Vanderveld, who's taking over at center here, so he's a guy to watch. You have Steve Ballas at left guard, King Dunlap at left tackle. Emil Iguanagu is your fullback. Again, Deion Lewis is in the backfield, trying to see over to the right side of the line. Looks like Welch is still in at right tackle.
And a snap.
And Mike Gibson is your right guard.
Well, whoever was the center there, bad snap, or Kafka didn't handle the snap well. And that's the second day in a row we've seen a poor exchange inside the red zone, and that's something that has to get better, Mike Kafka, or the center, or whatever it is, got to get that timing down.
Here's something that Bo Wolf just pointed out. He's saying, where's O.J. Oshimigo with the defense? Again, Tom Nelson working with that second-team unit there. So where's Otagwe out here on the field? But we're going back to first-team offense, first-team defense on the field. Casey Matthews actually staying out on the field, getting some looks, but the rest of the formation stays the same for the defense.
All right, so Vic's back looking, pressure, and a sack is called. Good pressure from the Eagles defense. Got to get rid of the football, Michael. And trying to make a play is great, but the Eagles putting some pressure in the backfield. And again, Joselio Hanson, you're starting nickel back. Chris, I have not gotten the impression that there's really any indication to think that Brandon Boykin's ready to take over that job.
What's that, Spuds?
Is that Joselio has a pretty good lock on
He's got a good latch on it. Now, Michael Vick going down there on the snap, but Joselio Hanson has played well throughout camp. Brandon Boykin is making plays. He's learning the defense. There's some technique things that he needs to clean up, but by and large, Joselio Hanson, you know, his teammates have said since the start of camp that it's going to be very difficult for him to lose his job. I know fans have been saying that Boykin's going to win this job, and that's been one of the big storylines, but Joselio has played well throughout the spring. He's continued that play here in training camp, and he's trying to lock down that nickel corner job. I think a bigger question is, who's your third outside corner should an injury or something like that happen?
I would guess it would be Joselio. Or maybe Curtis Marsh.
I would think so as well. He's got the experience. He has starting experience there, starting at the outside in emergency situations. But also Curtis Marsh is one of the guys that they're trying to bring along, and he's a guy that's played well on the outside. So that's probably one of more of the battles that I want to see here throughout camp. Now we have a third and short situation here. DeSean Jackson making a great catch there in traffic, able to take it the rest of the way to the house. Phenomenal pitch and catch there from Michael Vick to DeSean Jackson on the third and short situation.
Well, not a bad little drill there, at least an Eagles play from the offense. A little sloppy, a couple of poorly exchanged snaps. And again, there's so much emphasis for this football team on red zone offense, red zone defense. Eagles must get this better.
No, they must improve there. Really, the big thing you want to see out of this team is the turnovers in the red zone. Nine. By far and away led the league in red zone turnovers a year ago. That's the one area that they need to improve. Of course, you want to convert touchdowns, but even if they just come away with 3 points every time they get in the red zone, that would make a world of difference for this team.
All right, so Kafka again holding the ball. And maybe if you want to criticize one thing about Mike Kafka, he's just trying to make plays. Just get rid of the football. We've seen it too often. Pressure getting to him. And he's holding the football a lot.
Well, I think it's good coverage work there by the defense as well. Mike Kafka wanted to go to Damaris Johnson on that play, but Damaris was tightly covered the entire time and really had no other options to go to. So he tried to roll out using his athleticism to buy some extra time, but again, nothing opening up for him, so he had to take off down the sideline. So in that situation, do you want him to just throw it away?
Yes.
That's probably the smarter thing to do, of course, but nonetheless, though, Kafka trying to make plays, just could not get the ball. Good job by the coverage defense there.
All right, so Mike Kafka in the shotgun. You see Phillip Hunt standing up, probably dropping back in coverage. Oh, no, coming on the blitz. And the fade pass is caught. What a play there. Marty Gilliard going over Cliff Harris for a touchdown.
Beautiful pitch and catch there. Marty Gilliard, look, he's made a couple of nice deep receptions in the last couple of practices here. He's a guy who has some veteran experience in the NFL. He has thrived in this West Coast offense before when he played with Pat Shurmur down in St. Louis. So certainly he was very familiar with the offense. But, you know, he's one of the veterans who's a long list of deep, talented guys here on this squad. But nonetheless, a beautiful pitch and catch, continuing a strong string of days here for Gilliard.
All right, Bryce Brown, the handoff, tries the left side, nothing doing there. The three's up. That means Nick Foles at the quarterback position. This is a red zone drill, a thud drill, so there's no tackling, but a really important drill for the Eagles. And here Juan Castillo exhorting his troops.
And Dave, as we're watching the first team offense go back on the field, Bo Wolf noting once again Casey Matthews staying out here with the first team defense in the nickel package here. So we'll see how he performs.
Replacing
here.
Replacing whom?
D'Amico Ryans. It's Chaney and Matthews there with the first team nickel.
Okay.
Casey Matthews, you know, a guy who's gotten a little bit under the radar here during his training camp. Remember a year ago, the fourth round pick was immediately thrust into the starting lineup as a middle linebacker, and he was under the microscope, not just for the position that he played, but for the name that he has on the back of his jersey. But he gained weight this offseason. He was up to 250 pounds, felt he needed to get heavier. He came into camp around 245, and he said that's going to be his playing weight. But he's had a strong showing so far throughout the course of camp. During the 9-7s, he made a nice play to get in the backfield for a tackle. So Casey Matthews certainly making strides in his second year and not being in the starting lineup, I think not really having that pressure thrust upon him as he did a year ago.
Here comes Michael Vick in the shotgun. He throws the screen pass, completes it. Nice little gain there, Chris, 5 yards or so?
About 5 yards still on the play. Derek Landry right there with a quick little wrap-up. Again, it's a thud drill, no live tackling until later on in practice. So we're looking at third down. The ball is at the 10. They need to get to, from my guesstimation, from where the sticks are, it looks like about the 7 or 8 yard line. So it'll be a third and short situation here for the red zone offense, see if they can pull through.
Ones versus ones in this red zone thud drill. Michael Vick at quarterback. Eagles showing blitz. Michael Kendrick says, I'm going to come get you, number 7.
Brian Rowe signaling to kill the defensive call there. They're going back in their base alignment.
Vick looking, throws underneath, completed to Shady. Another short gain there.
Brian Rowe's right there. Brian Rowe right up in there. Probably could have had him stop short of the first down if there was a tackling drill. Good positioning there by Brian Rowe, who obviously being challenged here with Casey Matthews and Jamar Chaney getting reps with the first-team nickel package here.
All righty, so it's the twos who are up now. And Mike Kafka running the huddle. Let's take a look here. What you got? It's Deion Lewis there. It's McNutt. One of the receivers, King Dunlap at left tackle. Single back is Lewis.
Here's one for you. Emil Iguanagu split out wide all the way to the left. Marvin McNutt in the slot. Your linebacks here, Jordan and Chaney on this one.
And the throw out to McNutt, who makes the catch and turns up the field. Quick release, get rid of the football. I like that strategy in the red zone.
That's the one thing with Mike Kafka, athletic and smart. He's a guy that, you know, with all these weapons for you on offense, just distribute the ball. Get the ball to your playmakers. Get the ball out of your hands quickly and let these playmakers make plays. That's the biggest thing you want to see out of Mike Kafka. Just make smart decisions and get rid of the football.
Under center now. Hands it off to Lewis left side. Defense all over him, I think, right?
Yeah, so I was actually pulling marker cameraman out of the way there. Tom Nelson was flying in there to the sideline. Didn't want him to get trucked over there. So good job getting penetration. Antonio Dixon there, defensive tackle. Another young player who really is being pushed the last couple days by the coaching staff. This is a guy who Jim Washburn flat admitted was out of shape coming to camp last season after the lockout. They didn't really know what they had him as a player. He came into camp in much better shape, and they're looking for him to make a big jump, especially with all the depth they have at this position. They want Dixon to take the next step and use that huge size to his advantage in the lineup.
And here is Nick Foles. Sacked there. Looks like Phillip Hunt in the backfield. Phillip Hunt's had one heck of a camp, Chris, hasn't he?
Phillip Hunt, I talked to them after.
Was that Ogbu or was that Hunt? Go ahead.
It was Phillip Hunt and also Cedric Thornton in there getting penetration up the middle. Cedric Thornton, very underrated with the camp he's having. But Phillip Hunt, I talked to him after practice yesterday. And this is a guy who last year was fighting, trying to prove himself and make the roster. He not just made the roster, but he contributed on the defense, was part of the rotation all year long. And I said, well, what's the hunger level now that you've had a taste of the NFL? And he said it's as high as ever. He wants to continue to prove that he should be playing at this level. He wants to help make this defensive line as good as it can be. And, you know, with the injuries to the defensive line early in camp, he's getting a chance to showcase his skills with the first-team defense.
And now Vic out, hands off to McCoy left side. Nowhere to go. Darryl Tapp over there. Derek Landry over there. Eagles really penetrating and crushing the left side of the offensive line.
Yeah, Darryl Tapp leading the way there. Darryl Tapp very strong against the run. Got off the snap well, was able to get into the backfield. Left McCoy with no option to go. So great job by Darryl Tapp. Again, all these players that the Eagles have on the defensive line, you know, we talk about what are going to be the tough position battles to decide as the preseason wears on. You know, defensive end is going to be right there at the top of the list with all the guys they have on this roster. Darryl Tapp, who came through in a trade a couple of years ago, continuing to make veteran plays for this team.
All righty, so this is the red zone drills continue. Quick throw out to DeSean Jackson. And Dominique Rogers-Cromartie reads it and makes the play. They blow the whistle, and good reaction from number 23.
certainly one of the guys who having the best camps on the entire defense, Dominic Rogers-Cromartie. You would have to say that if you were going to pull a number of the players, and we're doing that at this point, pulling the players, who's going to be the breakout player for the defense this season? Dominic Rogers-Cromartie is one of the guys who's at the top of the list, a guy who's very, very comfortable playing in this system, a guy who, after last year, getting accustomed to all the changes, all the coaching changes, the new city, new scheme and everything, a world of difference there for him. But one of the best battles throughout camp here, he against Jerry Macklin. I've been enjoying that every single day at practice.
And LaShawn McCoy gets down the field.
A little shovel pass. Yeah. They've dusted off the shovel pass here. So
the
touchdown,
shovel pass,
the shovel pass.
The screen pass. I love all that stuff. We've seen a lot of that, Chris, in this training camp. You know, move the pocket, get rid of the football, get it to the backs. And I like that kind of stuff a lot.
You know, the one thing you want to see is with Jason Peters sidelined most likely for the year because of the Achilles injury, will this offensive line still have the athleticism? Will they still be able to get out in space? And so far you've been able to see that from this offensive line. King Dunlap, there's a reason that the Eagles brought him back. He's more than serviceable at that left tackle position. He's a guy that can come in and help in key situations if need be, but the Eagles want to make sure that he could still do the things they were able to do before, even though they won't be as high a level as with Jason Peters on the field.
Look at that move from Deion Lewis, a catch, and he makes Curtis Marsh miss. And for those of you wondering, hey, who's really standing out here in this camp? I mean, Deion Lewis is so high on the list. He has been sensational.
I love the fact that he's so good at running the ball up the middle, has displayed good vision, good balance. He's improved as a pass catcher. He's making strides as a pass blocker. He's very much at the top of the list of the guys who's having the best camps out here. This was a guy who had a lot to prove coming in because he wanted to secure that number two running back spot behind LaShawn McCoy, and he's shown the coaches so far that he is capable of being able to handle that job.
And there you go, a quick handoff to Stanley Havili, getting a touch, a rare touch in the Eagles offense as they probably have just a couple more plays left here in this thud period. There is still a live period of hitting coming up. This is the special cat. We'll go to 5 minutes of field goals after this. And then red zone and O-line, D-line one-on-ones. And then the team drill, live hitting 25 plays. So we're still in the thud period here. It's Nick Foles getting a rep under center. Now he's backed off into the shotgun. Snap bounces high in the air, and again, problems. So that'll end our period of thud drill. We're coming back with more coverage from the red zone, the middle of the field, wherever. We've got offensive line, defensive line, one-on-one coming up next.